Welcome to episode 28 of Two Piece Start Live. He is Tim.
And he is Automatic Ray.
And we hope you enjoy the show. What do you mean?
You really like automatic mode on Mario Kart. That's all I'm saying.
We'll get there. But we'll first, there. Trivia for you. We did not have a winner last week. Again, this is the second week in a row.
Yikes.
I guess I was just picking some hardballs, so go back to the contest page, take another listen, see if you can guess them. But as such, here's our next contest. Leave us a comment or send us an email and tell us what game this chime is from. Remember, if you can correctly name where you hear the chime in the game as well, you gain an extra edge against the competition if your correct entries are only a day apart. So let the guessing begin. So what's new, Tim?
Getting ready for, well, I guess a quiet week at 2P Start, huh?
It will be a very quiet week, yeah.
We're going to try to make it as loud as possible, but that took a lot of planning, I think, right?
Yeah, you know, I'll be gone next week visiting my brother and some other relatives in California. I'm not stopping by your place this time. And I learned my lesson. So, yeah, I won't be around next week to work on the comic at all. So this week has been, like, a really heavy week of 2P Start for me, because you guys wouldn't know it from listening to this podcast, but we're recording it even earlier than what we normally do. And I basically did two comics this week so that we could have one for the week when I'm not around.
Which I think that just proves a point that we could certainly go to a two comic a week format with no problem.
Yeah, and then once I get a job, we'll just be screwed.
No comic.
See, I remember the first time we did a comic, you were kind of saying, like, you know, so how often could we do these? Like, twice a week, do you think?
I was even saying maybe three times.
Like, yeah, and I was like,
Friday.
I was like, no! No way, dude! So I'm really glad I made that call, because at the time it seemed like we could do them quite frequently, you know? I mean, I'm sure it didn't take me as long as it does now to do the comics. I mean, if you go back and look at that first comic, I mean, good God. So yeah, I'm really glad that we didn't start a streak that we couldn't keep up with. So it's,
well, and even if you had, like, oodles of time and really wanted to, I think the jokes would be getting a little thin.
Yeah.
And I mean, even now, it's like, once in a while, it's like, we really just couldn't come up with anything great, but what we put together was the best effort we had, you know? So I feel like I'd rather keep it to one great comic a week than, you know, a few crummy ones, you know? Not a terribly active 2P start week for me, necessarily, but I kind of wanted it to be, because we were trying to move the site over to a new server with our host, and he moved, like, three or four other accounts I have, but because 2P Start was the largest, he was going to do that one last. And it just didn't really happen. He's like, I wouldn't copy the whole thing. I'm going to try again. And I just haven't heard back from him. And I kept putting off updating the site because people were asking for, like, a friend code post for Mario Kart Wii. And I'm like, I'd hate to do that and then lose it in the transition. And I finally just kind of gave up and said, well, if he's copied the site over to the new server, he's going to have to do it again because now the site's changed quite a bit, you know?
Right.
So that was a little unfortunate, and that's another excuse for me not having the extras page updated.
What's it been, like, 2 weeks now?
It's been a couple weeks. It's been promised for a little while.
See, I love how you gave me, like, this list of things to make for you. You know, you're like, the sooner you get these done, the sooner we can have an extras page. I don't think you said that, but basically that was happening.
Yeah, that was the gist.
So it was like that, you know, like, pretty much that day or within the next day, I made up all the images for you, got everything ready.
See, I'm used to you dragging your feet. Like, I'm like, well, if I tell him now, maybe by June it'll be done. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
But, you know, there is one thing that you still haven't delivered on.
What?
New Tim and Ray logos for the comic posts.
I can't really think of what I want to do for those yet. And I don't just want to do something and have it be lame, so I'm kind of waiting for the inspiration to hit.
Yeah, well, we're all waiting. I'm just kidding.
No one's been waiting, okay, except you. You're the only person. But
I the only reason I complain is because they're so tall that sometimes what we have to say doesn't
really
cover the little
logo. They
are
quite large. When we first started, we both had a lot to say, and now I've become like the Silent Bob of Two Piece Start, which is kind of funny, really, because I'm like the quiet one on the website, but on the podcast, I'm really loud. And
exactly.
It's really weird to me. Should really be the other way around. You know, I listened to our first podcast today, at least the first half of it. I couldn't stand listening. No, I listened to like the first half of it. I ran out of time, but I recognized like my voice seems pretty deep. Like it's like the longer I've been doing this, the higher pitched my voice has become. It's quite weird to me. I don't know. It's kind of freaky. I don't know what's gone on with my mind, but
reverse puberty or something.
It's a disease. Well, anyway, let's move right on to comic talk. We just did a great Mario Kart Wii comic. I'm pretty happy with it. Turned out really well. We had some trouble thinking of how to do it or what to have. We were wondering if we wanted to do like a GTA 4 cross Mario Kart comic. There are lots of different ways we could take that, but we really got the biggest laugh out of the idea of just getting hit over and over with Mario Kart items, again and again. And to me, that wasn't exactly the most original of ideas. I think, in fact, a lot of webcomics seem to have that joke, where Mario's getting hit by a lot of things and he gets blast. So I was kind of focused on how can we do it a little differently to make it a little more unique. And I think we pulled that off, because no one else did it our way, where nothing actually hits Mario. It's just all set up.
I you know, when I first pictured the comic, I was thinking you'd see Mario coming at you and just all this crap behind him, and it would make for a cool picture.
But yeah, the big dust cloud.
It's just like all like kind of coming on top of him. But I like the overhead view now because, you know, you just keep scrolling and there's more and more to look at. And it kind of gets basically worse and worse. So
yeah, the goal, like, I really wanted to have it be exponential. You know, that as you go on, it just gets worse and worse. And you couldn't do that if everything was right behind and looming. And
yeah,
so it was like, maybe we'll have one item show up and then I'll get hit, and then another item show up and he'll get hit. I'm like, but what's the hit animation gonna look like? He's gonna be in like every possible contortion, and like we're like, oh, maybe he can just end up with just holding the Wii wheel because he's been hit so much. He's just sitting on the pavement holding the Wii wheel like he is on the cover, essentially, but like all beat up. And so we had some cool ideas going around, but eventually we did decide on just... I kind of woke up one morning and I was like, I got it. Overhead view. Let's do this. And
this was an interesting week because GTA and Mario Kart, which, you know, two huge titles were out.
Right.
There was like so many ways we could go about doing these, and we just weren't sure which the funniest or which the best was. You know,
I can't say if we picked the funniest or not, but it did come off well, at least.
It turned out well visually, I think. So
yeah.
And you know, the funny, I guess I'm probably the crazy one now, because Ray, I did have that one complaint about the comic.
You didn't change anything. And I didn't touch it. I knew you were crazy. I'm like, I'm not touching that, dude.
Yeah, and I was waiting for people to say something, but nobody said anything. So I'll mention now that when I first saw the comic, I really liked it, but Mario's arms were really freaking me out.
And you're talking about the overhead view, Mario.
Mostly, but
because we didn't have the first panel back then.
Right. At first, it was just in the overhead view.
Right.
But, I mean, it's not like a different style in the other one, so I guess it applies to both panels, but it just seemed too, like, realistic, because Mario's, you know, cartoony, and his arms seem a little long, not chubby enough, the hands are a little too human, you know? And, especially in the overhead view, it's kind of like, I just got this weird vibe from it, and you know, no one said anything, so of course it's just me.
Crazy note.
Because you looked at it and you're like, I'm perfect, and so therefore my comic is perfect.
No, it was just I had worked with it in a lot greater detail than I normally do. Like when you see next week's comic, you know, it's gonna have one of us in it. And so it's going to be kind of simplistic. We're always now, made when up
you
of
say,
like...
When you say one of us, I think people could probably guess which one.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. But, you know, we're our characters are always kind of simplistic. We're used up of very minimal shapes. And you know, with whenever I do video game characters, I don't want to use minimalist shapes, like, you know, straight, solid lines. Because that's kind of, that's how we look, but that's not how the video game characters themselves look. So I kind of strive to make them look relatively similar to their real-life counterparts.
They are real, by the way.
I have
Sonic,
visited with them personally.
Sonic is not a real person.
We've had a few vacations, I'll say. And so yeah, like when I was making Mario, I was working so close to him. Like I started out a lot bigger and kind of squeezed him down that there's just a lot of detail packed into him. And so it kind of freaks you out essentially because it's like suddenly there aren't these giant strokes around the character. I think it's just very, very detailed. And actually, I kind of went overboard with the detail. I was working on the Wii remote that was in the Wii wheel. And I put in all the buttons and all the symbols and everything, and
then it gets so shrunk and
then I and then I zoomed out from what I was working on, and he couldn't see a freaking thing. So I was like, well, I guess I'll just put this for our logo at least. So kind of made like a modified version for the logo.
Yeah.
So you've had a week now with Mario Kart.
I have.
So is your Black Doom award upheld?
No. What was my Black Doom Award again?
It was Mario Kart.
Yeah,
the rubber banding.
The rubber banding.
It was not your father's Mario Kart.
This is not your father's Mario Kart.
Well, I really had, I kind of had a lot to complain about because I had only played at my friend's house for a little while and there was a lot of things that I just didn't like. And after buying it myself, even though I didn't buy the warranty for the wireless connection dropping on the wheel, it was a really risky move, but I didn't buy it.
It's hard to replace.
I don't know.
That plastic. That plastic does not come cheap.
I feel very differently about the game now. The AI, yes, it's a little bit frustrating at times. I'm not going away from my point that it's a little too cheap. But when you're playing against other people mostly, it seems pretty fair.
Yeah, it seems like they change the balance when you're playing against people.
Yeah, and I think that's really where you're going to get your most enjoyment is playing online. And luckily, the online is good enough that you will enjoy your time online, I think.
Oh, it's very good.
It's very good. So I had some trouble with the turning because I think I just picked a cart that I wasn't used to how much handling it had.
And who said that was the problem? Who tipped you off?
What's that?
Go ahead.
But I guess I do still have a big gripe about the game, or a new gripe about the game, and that's the automatic versus manual.
Woo!
On the power sliding. It's just, that's the biggest mistake in this game, I think.
Let's make this simple and sweet, because we had talked about the difference between automatic and manual, and I cut it out from the last podcast.
I see.
Manual is just like regular Mario Kart, where when you do a power slide, you can build up boost. But you don't build up boost by pressing left, right over and over. It just does it naturally over time.
Right.
And if you're aiming in the right direction. So you when you come out of your power slide, you get a little mini boost from it. Now, whenever you turn, though, it kind of slows you down, right? If you're turning slightly, you aren't going max speed. Automatic is for people who, you know, haven't had experience with power slide, so it's kind of automatic. So it'll do the power slide for you, but there's no boost from it.
So basically, you can just do the turn at full speed.
Right, and you don't slow down while you're turning. So the idea is, well, the other person will slow down while turning, but their boost will give them an extra edge. And with automatic, it's like, well, you don't really slow down, but you don't really speed up either. So, you know, it's kind of nice and medium.
The problem, though, is
it's like once... It's just broken, because automatic, if you get like a really fast cart, I mean, you can just go just really fast, and you just never seem to slow down unless you get hit. So the manual person's going through all this extra work, and the automatic person can just do just the right amount of turn if they just have the right kind of cart.
Yeah, and I really thought, you know, automatics for beginners. I've played Mario Kart all my life, and, you know, I'm going to go with manual. And Ray was trying the automatic, and he was getting great times and stuff, and I'm like, well, Ray must just be way better at this game than me, and we both entered the tournament.
You kind of passed it off as like the regular thing between me and you in video games.
Yes, and now I'm anxious.
Ray,
to see.
Ray's generally always better than me at this, so I'll just assume
that's pretty much true, though.
Okay. Well, I was just kidding, but
no,
if you really want to admit
think,
that.
Well, I'd say you have invested more time than I have in most games that we've played each other.
That is no lie.
That is no lie. So I'm okay with that. That Ray's probably gonna kick my butt at most things. But I'm like, Ray is just taking off. Like, I'm not doing anything wrong, and there's just a bigger and bigger gap between us. I was starting to get frustrated. I'm like, what in the world? And so then we both entered the tournament, and I got like 203 on manual, and Ray's like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's a pretty nice time. I got 150. I'm like, are you kidding me? And you know, he said, oh, I use automatic. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to give this automatic thing a shot. And sure enough, after a few tries, I got 148. Was it 148?
Yeah.
Like 148.
Yep, yep, you're
I'm
right,
like,
yep.
There's no way I should be able to shave 15 seconds off my time just by doing automatic. And it's not like
yep.
I don't know what I'm doing with manual, you know? I mean, I'm taking the turns pretty good. I'm boosting out of them. But it's just broken if they say there's an easy way to do it and there's a hard way to do it. And the easy way is not only easier, but it's faster. And the hard way is harder, and you're never going to beat the guy that doesn't know what he's doing. You know, like
I think the thing here, though, is that if you're really,
really
good with
really
manual,
good, really good.
You will take out anybody, and there's nothing they can do.
Right.
But if you're just so good with manual, you're going to lose to automatic.
Yeah, and I think
and so,
the balance there is way off.
So I went back, and I beat Tim's time by a couple more seconds. Just to put that out there, I'm just going
to
sprinkle a little Ray Fairy
Good
dust
to know.
Out here.
Good to know.
So for me, if I do manual, I use a GameCube controller. Whenever I play with the Wii Wheel, I just do automatic because mm-hmm. it's just more fun. So I think having that separation for me gives the game two different flavors instead of mixing it all together.
Unfortunately, that restriction is not enforceable. So if you're playing online, you're almost like, well, if I want to beat people that if I'm playing against somebody that's good,
right,
I'm probably going to want to go automatic unless we agree ahead of time that we're all going to do manual or something, you know.
Whoever I end up playing against online, I will be using manual with the GameCube controller.
Okay,
just gonna put that out there.
Yeah, so that's my biggest gripe. Otherwise, I've had a ton of fun online. In fact, why don't we head straight into comment of the week, because I have something related.
Sure. Well, for every great comic comes great comments. And this week's suggestion box was no different. Tim's comment of the week
goes to M. Kava. And the reason being, as I was mentioning, I was playing some Mario Kart Wii Online a couple nights ago. And it's so funny. I was thinking to myself as I'm playing, it started with like 6 people, and as we played more races, it built up to like 12. And I was thinking, I wonder if I would ever randomly be matched up with somebody that I knew or somebody, you know, and we would just never know it, you know?
Right.
And sure enough, the next morning, M. Kava leaves a message on 2P Start, a comment, and said, also, it was nice to play with you, Tim. I played under the same nickname and played as Luigi on a bike. I know I screwed you over a fair amount of times, as you did I. The last versus match I had with you had 12 people on Grumble Mountain, a fitting reenactment of this comic. And yes, I know it was you. That me is unmistakable. And what he was describing was exactly, you know, what we were playing, and I actually remember Luigi on a bike specifically, and, you know, we've talked in the past, like, I wonder if someone would recognize us, because our
yeah, I think that was last podcast,
that was
it?
Last podcast, yeah, because we're like, well, Tim's picture's not really on the site, so I guess this is the only way I'm going to get recognized, is if I'm playing online as my me character, and people are like, that's Tim's me, I know it. But,
it's really freaky to see your me too, I must say. Like,
why is that?
Because I mean, we've had it in our comics.
Yes.
So when I see it like on the Wii, it's like picture perfect of what's in the comics. So it's got to be like a really weird experience when people see it. It's like, oh my gosh, there's Tim.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I just found that of all the probably thousands of people that were playing, a 2-piece starter was on and recognized Tim. So.
Well, cool. My suggestion box goes to Junui, I'm just going to assume I'm pronouncing that correctly, who said, I just found the site via a Swedish game site. I really love your comics. Tomorrow I will try your podcasts. So if you're listening right now, hopefully you like it. And if you did not hear what I just said, then you stopped it early because you hated its guts. but hopefully you're enjoying it. And I'm always really happy for anybody who listens to the podcast. It means a lot as usual.
Well, moving along, we have the cheeriest section of 2P Start.
What was the name of it that we gave it before?
The Happy Sun Award? Or, I don't know.
What was
Happy
it?
Happy Fun Time Award or something?
I wish I could remember.
I don't remember.
Although, I do want to say, before we get to that, we've had a number of comments that people will leave. And I'll read them, and I just crack up. And I'm always like, our fans are so funny because they'll reference things from, you know, several podcasts ago or something. And it's like, you know, only fans would know what this stuff is. That's funny. And maybe only Tim and I are going to get this aside from them. That always really cracks me up. So I'm quite pleased that people seem to remember old jokes from the past and apply them to new things going on. I should have had an example right here.
I think you're specifically referring to Andrew's comment saying how that wallpaper that people were asking for would go perfectly extra section in the wallpaper area right next to the brawl images area and the past icons area.
I remember what it was. Somebody said that they really liked the artwork of the comic, but that Mario wasn't shiny enough.
Oh, right.
That cracked me up. That was good stuff.
Yeah, that's some... I think we get most enjoyment out of the comments that people leave because it's
just harder now because our comment feed broke, like the RSS feed.
Yeah,
the
I don't
comments
know what's
broke.
Up with that.
Yeah, it's not at the bottom of our website anymore. It used to be a link at the bottom, and now it's gone. So you might get on top of that web person, and I can enjoy the comments flowing in instead of going out and hunting for them every so often.
I'll be right on that right after I get the extra section updated.
Oh, God. Yeah, 3 weeks later. Well, now it comes to the most haunted and bloodiest segment of the program. The dreaded Black Doom Award. Each week, Tim and I both mention a terrible choice made related to video games in honor of the worst character Sonic Team has ever created. I didn't have a name ready. I forgot to fill it out.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
No. Ray the Squirrel. I mean, Black Doom.
All right, so who wants to go first?
Did you think I was kidding about Ray the Squirrel?
I don't put anything past Sonic Team when it comes to fuzzy animals becoming characters in the games.
Well, my Black Doom Award goes to Capcom.
Oh, no. I think we might have the same one.
Really? Is it for Okami?
Yeah.
Ah. Have we ever had the same Black Doom Award before?
We've had the same comments.
After Capcom did a great job of having a replacement cover order that you could replace your cover of Okami with a really cool artsy one that did not have an IGN watermark on it, we learned of something else kind of tragic, which is that the credits from Okami have been removed. The original credits have been removed.
Yes.
And the reason the original credits were removed was because at the very, very, very end of the credits was the logo for Clover. And Clover no longer actually exists. And since it was all part of one big movie file, they just cut the whole thing.
See, I would call that the alleged reason because that's the pretty much lamest excuse I've ever heard.
It doesn't make any sense.
They said they didn't have the source file anymore, which somebody has the source file somewhere. And if they got the entire game, you know, ported from PS2 to the Wii, I think they could find some source file. And if not, just cut the movie right before the Clover logo, right?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they own Clover and then they voted to disband? To disband it, and you're going to tell
right.
me that they said, well, we don't need this this name or this logo or this company information anymore. No, they're keeping the Okami franchise. They're keeping the Beautiful Joe franchise, God Hand franchise. So I don't buy that they don't own the name Clover Studio anymore. I don't buy that.
The ex-Okami director Hideki Kamiya had said he had posted on his blog, "I really don't know what under pretext the credits were cut. What do you all think? I feel dejected, and not only because my own name has been erased from my creation. Of course we have pride in our work, and we want to scream, 'We made this!' from the top of our lungs, but more than that, the fact that they cut the entire staff is utterly deplorable." Now, I'm going to take this Black Doom Award up a notch, because it's also going to go to CVG. This is the article that I had grabbed to read about it, and I couldn't believe what CVG wrote.
Oh, he was kind of dissing the guy, wasn't he?
Well, they're like, "We're split over whether we side with him on this. On one hand, Capcom has said that the game is a straight port, so we reckon the designers deserve a mention. On the other, though, someone else did make it. You wouldn't expect to see the original cameraman listed on the credits of a Hollywood remake, would you?"
That's the lamest comparison I could like, ever come up with.
What? Like, oh yeah, because they remade every single piece of data from the old game again. Like, that's what a Hollywood remake is.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
You completely remake the film. It's not like a collector's edition or something,
better,
right?
A better comparison would have been the Star Wars movies when they enhanced them with those few extra scenes.
Right.
If they had cut out everybody, including George Lucas, they were all gone from the credits, and they only put in the people that put the extra special effects and advertised the movie or something like that. Then that's a good comparison, and you would never do that. These are the people that made this game from the ground up, and you totally cut them completely from the game. So... yeah, I agree. That's pretty pretty sad. And you know, the other point that was made was, if you don't have the source file for the movie and you can't get it and it doesn't exist anymore, then you can just watch the credits and write down the names of the people who worked on it and include it in the new movie. Right?
Yeah.
Because there's probably a very few people that were involved in the creation of the Wii port compared to the number of people that were in developing the original game, right?
That's ridiculous.
So,
well, really Tim, shows. one day when you abandon me and you take 2P Start on your own way, you can just erase my name from all the credits.
Comics entirely by Tim Harder.
Well, that'll do it for this edition of 2P Start Live. Join us every Wednesday for a brand new comic, and every Monday for a brand new podcast, just like the one you heard here, except better. With that, he's Tim.
And Ray will be missing you this week.
I will be gone. Mwah. And we will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Let's make this simple and sweet, because we had talked about the difference between automatic and manual, and I cut it out from the last podcast.
I see.
The automatic, for those of you who don't know... Okay, wait, no. Let me try this again.